She was the inspiration for three of the most iconic rock songs of all time. After years of delays, Patti Boyd and Eric Clapton were married on this date, March 27th, 1979. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Boyd was the first wife of Beatle George Harrison and the inspiration for several of his songs, including Something. After Clapton and Harrison became friends in the 60s, Clapton was infatuated with his own friend's wife, despite her repeatedly turning him down. He would form Derek and the Dominoes, and many of the songs, especially the title track, on 1970's Layla and other assorted love songs, were written about Boyd. When it didn't have the effect he intended for her to leave Harrison, he fell into a three-year drug-induced isolation. When he began to get clean in 1974, Harrison and Boyd were separating. And, with Harrison's blessing, she finally went to Clapton. 5 years later, they would marry. Just 2 months after a small marriage ceremony, the newlyweds invited friends to Clapton's garden for a reception. The garden was the place where Harrison wrote Here Comes the Sun, and he was in attendance along with two other Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. Only John Lennon was missing, unable to attend due to immigration issues. Clapton would write another iconic song about Boyd, Wonderful Tonight, but despite all the difficulties they went through, the marriage wouldn't last. Clapton's drinking and infidelities caused them to separate in 1984, and they would divorce in 1988. Though they didn't end up happily ever after, all parties involved eventually remarried, and it did inspire some of the greatest songs of all time when Patti Boyd married Eric Clapton on this date, March 27th, 1979, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.